You sure did let it rain. I thought you'd know to be taken to whispering.
Gamblers, You Call Everybody Baby off of the CD Earth Hero. And Kamara Thomas is in a Kickstarter campaign right now for a new CD, Tularosa. You should check that out because that Tularosa CD is going to be good too. I'm looking forward to it, Kamara. And thanks for tuning in to Licks and Lyrics. This is your host, Louise, and I've got Daniel Nichols tuning up in the studio. And we'll talk about songwriting and his band, Leeward Fate. and whatever else I want to ask. He's like, oh yeah, he doesn't realize I'll ask everything. All right, so but let's hear another CD. Let him get settled in. And so how about some Matt Phillips and the Philharmonic? This is Move.
Yeah.
5. That's Leeward Fate. And we started out that set with Matt Phillips' Move. And I have got Daniel Nichols from this. That is the Leeward Fate connection.
Yes, it is.
Yes, because you sent me this CD, and I was like, this is good. And now I would like more.
Cool. Well, that's good that you want more, because I'm actually in the middle of recording more.
Yes.
How about it?
Excellent. Is this another Leeward Fate CD, or is this a Daniel Nichols CD?
This is actually going to be my first solo album, just got out of the studio
bare
this morning.
Bare bones.
Yeah, stripping down.
Oh, all will be revealed.
Yes, the whole thing.
So, all right, so it's your first solo CD, it's called Daniel Nichols?
Yeah, actually haven't titled it yet, if there's going to be a title, but I don't know yet.
Is it going to be a full-length CD or an EP?
It's going to be full-length.
And this was recorded in Raleigh? Is that where you are from?
This Leeward Fate CD, the song that you last heard, was actually recorded in Sharpsburg, Maryland.
Maryland.
And then mixed and mastered with JP at, up in the hills. And then, it was a great album. It was a really fun one to record. There was a lot of trials and tribulations with it. But
was this your first?
That's actually our third album.
Your third.
Yes, with the band called Leeward Fate.
And so how long has Leeward Fate been together?
We've been together for like 8 years.
So you've been in this area then for a while.
Well.
Because we were just talking, and then we saved the story for on the air.
Yeah. So this band, we actually originated out of the Caribbean, and that was in 2000.
Well, let's be a little more specific. Yep, the Caribbean is full of things.
Yes, it is. It's a little island called St. Kitts.
St. Kitts.
And it was. It takes about 45 minutes to get around the island.
But how were you so fortunate as to be there?
I was actually going to nursing school there. And
nursing school.
Yeah, how about it?
You know what? I would go to nursing school there.
Yeah, you never know. So basically applied for the program, got in, and then I went out there. There's a med school out there, and there's also a veterinary school on St. Kitts.
Uh-huh.
And so I was going through the program, and I was still playing, you know, my guitar. And I attended this open mic night, and I met this drummer named Tom Miller.
Which, you know, when you meet a drummer.
Yeah,
named
Tom Miller. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Hey, yeah.
But anyway, he was like, hey, why don't you come over, and we can maybe play some music. We can record a little bit. So I was like, okay, cool. So I literally came over like within the next week to his house, and we laid down like, I think it was 8 songs.
Wow.
Straight on, like drums, guitar, vocals.
Wow. And like it was just click, click, click.
It was everything clicked. It was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he was living on the island too. So he's walking down the street with his headphones and was like, what are you listening to? And he's like, oh man, I just got done mixing, you know, what we did last week. And I was like, let me hear it. And I was just blown away, like, by stuff he did on a little island in the Caribbean.
Right. You know? Yay, technology.
Yeah. So, and I actually recorded over a little pantyhose.
Pantyhose.
We were a
wire hanger.
Yeah, and his cat was in the room, like, meowing. And but anyway, it turned out really good. It was our first album we recorded on the island. So then, from the island, I moved back to the States, back to Oregon, and actually Indiana, too, and finished up
because they're so close.
Very close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I finished up nursing school in Indiana.
Okay.
And then moved back to Oregon, and the band still continued to play, and we did 3 U.S. tours, and that's the third album, and we've actually got a single coming out with the band next month, so
that
should be cool. It's called You Are.
So in between working as a nurse, then, you also are rocking it out, and then they're just like, this is good, that way if we get in like a bar fight, you're available.
Pretty much, I keep the kit, you know,
with
the oxygen.
Yeah, yeah, you're not afraid to blood, and
I got blood down. Yeah. But, so the band, we've been, you know, we're all really good friends,
and
I fly out to play gigs and record and all over the country. And
so not everybody's here then? Y'all live?
Well, the band's here now, finally.
Okay. And,
I moved here 4.5 months ago.
They convinced you.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They're like, North Carolina, Raleigh's got a great music scene. I'm like, All right. And then, so I get here, I'm like, dang, this is a pretty good music scene.
It is.
So I'm really happy just to be here.
Yeah. And you haven't even gotten into like all festival season yet.
No. I'm kind of hoping that's coming up soon.
Yeah, so. For sure. You definitely got to get yourselves into some festivals. Yeah, that's great.
I've heard the Carrboro Music Festival is off the chain.
That's right.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Come on. They closed down the town for music.
I mean, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. Like no
Woodstock,
traffic. No
like
traffic. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. It honestly, that's why I moved here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I played a music festival when I was in Watermelon Sugar.
I'm
and
hooked.
I was like, that place is kind of cool. Yeah. I think I'm going to go back there.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A town that celebrates music so much that they shut down the town and have a day of free music.
You really can't go wrong.
Yes, please.
That's insane, but it's also awesome.
It's insanely good.
Yes. Yeah,
all right,
cool.
So Daniel, I believe Daniel Nichols. Are you Daniel or are you Dan?
I'm a Daniel by day.
Okay.
And a Daniel by night.
Okay. All right. So Daniel, since you brought your guitar and you all tuned up, you want to play
play something on this?
What you gonna play?
I'm gonna play this song called Georgia, and I wrote this song before moving to another state, which I haven't mentioned, called Georgia, when I was living in Oregon. So here it goes.
The sky of a pouring rain. We know how the whisper of sound sustains. Underneath the sleepy trees, a day is born. Soldiers fighting for children of a politician's war. Oh, I gotta get back to that place. Oh, I gotta get back to that place. So underneath the sun is where I wanna stay with you. Gotta get back to Georgia, land of milk and honey. Gotta get back to Georgia, no matter no money. Gotta get back to Georgia, swear I wanna be. Oh, Georgia has got to be just you and me, just you and me. The years of history of hard-working soil. You can feel it in the air as it makes your blood boil. When the ships come in and they dock to the bay, for some reason it just brings a smile to my face. I gotta get back to that place. So I gotta get back to that place. So underneath the sun is where I wanna stay with you. Gotta get back to Georgia, land of milk and honey. Gotta get back to Georgia, no matter no money. I gotta get back to Georgia, swear I wanna be. Georgia has got to be. There is only one solution. There is only one kind of king. It's Georgia, you and me. Georgia, you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. The sky of a pouring rain. Know how the whisper sounds sustained.
was awesome. And now I feel like maybe I've met you before. Did I meet you at an open mic once?
Tyler's Tavern?
Yes. Okay. Boom. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Because as soon as you start playing, I was like, I've heard this song before. And in fact, I've heard this person sing this song before. Yeah, you know, maybe the eyes might fool me, but the ears, no.
The ears.
Yeah. I got no facial recognition.
Nothing.
But the ears are like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good day.
Yeah.
Tyler's Tap Room.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Good. That must have been like, you must have been fresh off the boat at that point.
Oh, yeah. Just brand new.
Yeah.
Brand new. I think I was
Well,
like,
you know what? Well played, because you were like, let me get into the songwriters. Let me make a contact here. Bup, bup, bup. And now you just go, and now you're on the radio.
Hey, you know, I'll take it. Hey, you know, I'm just doing something.
A little
I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't know if I'm supposed to know what I'm doing, but I'm just doing something.
I don't think we're ever supposed to know what we're doing. The minute you think
you
know.
I don't really have a plan. I'm just doing it.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, just head in the direction. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Nicely done. So you've been with this band for 8 years. How long have you been playing? And how long have you been writing songs?
I have been playing since I was, 13.
Okay, so you started playing to get the girls.
Not necessarily. I mean, I wasn't too interested in girls till maybe like, I don't know, middle school.
All right. Okay.
But,
13 is middle school.
Yeah, no, it was kind of like, you know,
you're right. No, you were
you're
a boy.
Right. You're totally right. 13 is middle school. Okay. Well, maybe I did start playing to meet the girls. I don't know. But anywho.
All right. And so you started playing, and then when were you like, hey, I can write my own stuff? Like,
I think I was about 16. And, yeah, I was just picking up the guitars, playing a few chords. My dad was showing me,
so musical.
Yeah,
band.
And he's like, this is how you play, you know, the D chords, play the G chord. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I was like, can you show me a few more things? And he's like, it's pretty much, you know, beyond my knowledge.
Right.
So I was like, okay.
GCD,
so,
what do you want? Good.
Yeah, and then so I was hanging around, you know, a bunch of friends that played in bands and stuff, and so I just kind of fell into this, you know, musical group, and then developed the guitar and then singing, and I watched them. I mean, I was just so inspired by these guys.
So you started as a guitar player then?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Okay.
But my first instrument that I learned was piano.
Okay.
And it
was
in elementary school, and my mom was like teaching me
will be grateful someday that I have taught you the piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's you should do it this version. And I'm like, but you just made that version up. And she was like, but it sounds better. And I'm like, yeah, it kind of does. And so that's kind of what sparked my interest in, you know, writing your own versions.
Yeah. You could do it better.
Right.
Why not try it?
I was like, okay, that's cool.
Okay.
And I've been playing for, this feels like forever now. But,
yeah.
You know.
Well, that's good. That's how you get better.
Yeah,
time.
That's right. Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, you know.
Hey.
Hey. That's
few
a
years.
Good,
hey.
You know?
Hey. Hey. yeah.
What was the other question? It was good. It was a good question.
It was a question about songwriting. Oh, you know what? We're just going to So you're songwriting.
Songwriting.
What comes first for you? So I'm guessing since you started as the guitarist that you start with your like melody first.
Actually, I do it. I'm kind of like scatterbrained all the time.
Okay.
And
so you're like driving around singing into your car phone.
Yeah,
I mean,
singing
your cell phone.
And I'm recording, you know, like a melody, and then or I'm recording a guitar part, and I'll load it into my, you know, computer software, and I'll try and like, you know, write piano chords around it, or then I'll write lyrics around it or something.
Oh,
so like it comes in all shapes and forms for me.
Okay.
For some strange reason.
Okay. But the lyrics are something that. Are this after the melody?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
I'll form this melody
and then
the lyrics. It kind of like
and then the lyrics.
Like
the lyrics. Sometimes. Do you have like notebooks that you?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Too many
poetry
but
and
the thing
emotions.
Is with these, yeah,
and,
with these notebooks is if I after I write it down, I don't necessarily look back
right.
at it.
No.
But it like it's locked in there somehow. But it comes out in different times.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
Different
yeah.
songs. So yeah. I'm like okay. Yeah.
That's right.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Plus that's
I'll
therapy.
Use that again.
That's therapy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
it's been a process. I'll tell you, there's so many ways to write a song.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and so you don't have one way, but definitely the melody is first.
I'd say melody. I like to write the chorus first.
The chorus.
The chorus.
So, as in the hook.
The hook.
I like to write the hook. That's right.
And then the verse after
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then you know, there's. I mean, you can. There's so many chord progressions. It's like, yeah, no need to reinvent the wheel.
No.
You know what I mean?
In like, fact,
they're there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I like to jazz it up a little bit with some certain seventh chords and different...
Hurt your fingers.
You know, make different chords kind of make a different sound. So I don't necessarily like to use like very structured...
And so do you all... Do you play some covers? Do you have some go-to covers?
Covers?
And
yep.
who do you like to cover?
I love to cover House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, okay.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I could play that if you wanted me to.
I want you to entertain me, so you can entertain me with how whatever you would like for the next half hour.
Let's do it. All right,
Daniel Nichols, going to cover House of the Rising Sun.
A house in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin for many poor boys. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans. There is a house in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun. This bend the rules for many poor boys, and God, I know. And the only thing that a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's ever satisfied is when he's tell your children not to do what I have done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spend your life in chivalry in the house of the Rising Sun. Yeah, yeah. The rise is so.
right. House of the Rising Sun. That was Daniel Nichols on the Licks and Lyrics show. Very nicely done.
Thank you. That was one of the first songs I actually ever learned.
I bet it sounds a little different, though,
it
than
does.
When you first learned it.
It does.
Yeah, you've,
and
you've
it
spiced
even sounds
it up
different
a little bit. Every time
on
you
the recording.
Oh. Oh, so what?
No, I didn't record that song. I'm just kidding.
Okay, I was going to say. What album did you record this on? All right. But the album you're recording now.
Yes.
It's going to be all original.
It's going to be all original. It's going to be about 12 tracks.
Oh, that is an album. That's a full album.
If there's another song that comes to me during the mixing process, then I might have to include it in there. But
and do they come pretty?
They
are you pretty prolific?
Fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Depends on what I'm going through in my life, and you know, maybe changes. People,
and so, does that mean that your songs are autobiographical?
They definitely are.
The reveal.
Boom.
That's
boom.
Right. Everyone.
Let's cut a little deeper. Let's go.
All right. Well, so then, play something revealing, please.
Yeah. Let's play something revealing. I like your style. All right, this song is about working night shift and basically coming home to my wife and her going to her other job. So we're just basically like two shifts in the night.
Ooh.
And so this song is called This Afternoon, and that was the time that we only got to spend with each other. How's that for revealing?
All right, that's a good reveal. This Afternoon, Daniel Nichols.
Just a cup of coffee before we both go. Tell you that I love you and I'll never let you go. Oh, 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 oh. Tell me it isn't so. When the day is done like the morning sun, the night is ours. In this afternoon, I'll be loving you. In this afternoon, I'll be kissing you, yeah, this afternoon. I'll be home with you, darling, this afternoon. I'll be loving you, yeah. Just want to kiss you underneath the stars, stars in the sky. And I just want you to call me your man, your one and only guy. Tell me it's alright when the day is done, like the morning sun, the night is ours. Ooh, the night is ours in this afternoon. I'll be loving you. This afternoon, I'll be kissing you, yeah, this afternoon, I'll be home with you, darling, this afternoon, I'll be loving you, oh, la da 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 ba ba da 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 just a cup of coffee before we both go.
Very nice, Daniel Nichols, this afternoon. Now, a cup of coffee, is that like, cup of coffee.
That's the cup of coffee right there.
That's right, a little extra sugar in my coffee.
Yeah, that's right, pour some sugar on it. Uh-huh. One cube or two.
One number two. So that is this afternoon, that's on this CD, the Leeward Fate and Ordinary Kind, your third CD with Leeward Fate. Yeah. So then you do your stuff, you do it solo and then with the band.
Yep. So.
And the same with Georgia. So, does that mean that most of these are written by you? Do you work out a lot of the sort of music with them, or how does that work?
So I'll come up with some ideas. I'll come up with some lyrics, the melody, some rhythm sections and stuff, and I'll bring it to the band and. They'll all kind of just basically start throwing in ideas, and we'll, be like, no, or yeah, or...
Okay, okay. And after 8 years, if y'all still like each other, y'all know how to
do it. Yeah, we're basically married, so...
Yeah.
Not only do I have a ring for my wife, I've got one for the rest of the bandmates.
I know
a little too much about them. But so we'll come up together and we'll basically spend all day working on a song.
Okay.
And then we'll basically just practice it and practice it and practice it and practice it. And then we'll record it and demo it. We'll actually re-demo it after that.
Oh, wow.
And so we're all three obsessive about it.
That's good. Everyone's on the same page.
It all comes down to the song. If the song's good, people are going to want to listen. Yeah. If you have a really amazing recording.
Yeah.
And a terrible song.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to want to hear it. I mean, I can really pick out some really good, audio stuff from the recording. But it's all about the song. It all comes down to the song.
For sure. So then that means that your album that you're doing now, that's a solo album? Is that something that you're also going to take those songs to Leeward Fate? What is Leeward Fate? Where does that come from?
Yeah, the name comes from the Leeward Islands. And where we originated in St. Kitts,
and it's in the West Indies,
and it was fate that brought us together.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a little corny, but
it's a good story, though. What, though? As long as you're on an island, no one cares after that. Everyone's like, I'm in.
I basically took the drummer from this country band, and I was like, you're done playing that right now, and you're going to be playing this. So.
Okay.
But Tom Miller.
That's good, because everyone wants the drummer.
Right.
Those are the hardest ones to find, right?
He's the Scorpio bunch.
Yeah, totally.
But he's the engineer for basically all of our albums. And he's also the engineer and producer for my solo stuff.
That's fantastic.
And the bass player, Richard McCorkle, who is going to be playing bass on my solo album too.
Uh-huh.
So y'all are in it.
Yeah.
We're a little obsessed.
But that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Good guys.
Yeah. That's good. And so they're totally supportive of you doing it. You know what it is? Yeah. They're like, we just finished this album. You do one by yourself now.
Kinda. It's kind of like we all had some other things kind of going on, things changed in people's, in their lives, in my life.
Yeah.
And so we're all kind of just taking a little step back, but we're still pursuing music,
The
three of us together.
Yeah.
It's just like we gel so perfectly.
Yeah, it sounds like y'all are switching gears and it's still gel.
But Richard McCorkle is for instance, I had him come over about a week and a half ago.
Okay, but talking to the mic.
Sorry. I had him come over about a week and a half ago and I was like, I need you to lay some bass tracks down.
Mm-hmm.
We hammered out two songs in the morning. He hardly even picked up the bass before that. And he put down some of the best bass tracks I've ever heard.
He's just in tune with what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. I mean, I can vouch for it because I love the guy.
Yeah.
But once you hear it, you'll be like, no, it's pretty damn good.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You can say damn.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. No F-bomb,
I won't stretch it.
No F-bomb.
I'd like to play you a song from the island.
Yes.
One of the islands.
Take me to the islands, Daniel Nichols.
I would love to.
All right, or at least in my mind. All right, what are we playing? So I'm going to write it down.
This song is actually called St. Kitts. And just kind of imagine yourself with a little margarita or a Mai Tai.
Oh, I already am.
Yeah.
You know? How about one of each?
Get it.
One, like, in each
one of each hand. Maybe even one in your foot.
Someone can massage my feet.
Yeah, it was basically after playing a long show the night before. We used to play it upon the beach bars.
Oh,
we just
fun.
Play all along the beach bars.
Oh, how fun.
And so it was just kind of like this.
All right, now,
the unwind
who,
song.
Who is like, we got to leave this island?
Well, it was kind of like
job,
I got
life,
done with nursing school,
life.
And then the drummer's wife at the time, she got done with was getting done with vet school.
Oh, okay. So everyone was sort of in this place
for
school.
A reason. But
yeah.
The band just formed out of nowhere, so it was like, okay,
Let's
do it.
Okay. All right.
So,
okay. All right. So let's.
Called St. Kitts.
St. Kitts.
Sipping on a bottle, licking my lips and my fingertips under the setting sun. Where did the night go? Must have been a hard day of rock and roll. Feeling pretty right, sit for the night and sip my ass under palm trees, grass. Sing a couple songs, all for me. Nobody is listening except for the sea. Hey, hey, hey. Not a single soul to call my name. Nobody is around to make me go insane. Just me and my thoughts sing my guitar. Body is listening underneath the stars. With the glistening light reflecting off the tide, it makes me feel at home like the candles by the stove. And I can just sit back and unwind, have myself a drink in all good time. Hey, hey, hey. Not a care in my head, no. Not an inch of sorrow. We'll save it for another day. Whoa. Not a care in my head, no. Not an inch of sorrow. We'll save it for another day.
I'm ready to go. You've convinced me. You've convinced me.
I
must now go.
That's funny. Yeah. That's the feeling I got from the island, just kind of in that feel like that.
Closer to the mic. No.
Sorry.
See, when you talk over here,
yeah.
No, one here,
no one's over there. Yeah. Just a bunch of bicycles.
That's right. Yeah.
But,
into the mic.
That's the feeling I got when I was there, just living there, just coming into that song, just how the island itself felt.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of
just
like,
so relaxed.
It.
Yeah. Here we go.
This
cruising
is what
along.
It's all about right here.
That's
and with
right.
the locals. They call it like hanging out and chilling. You know, their word is called Lyman.
Lyman.
We're just Lyman, man.
We're just Lyman.
We're just Lyman. And literally, they're just doing nothing.
Right.
And sitting on the side of the road, maybe drinking some beer.
Okay.
And that's it.
And that's
just
called
Lyman.
That's just Lyman.
Lyman.
Just Lyman. Yeah. All right. And now you've expanded my vocabulary as well. Thank you.
Yeah,
so is that one, this St. Kitts one, is that one on the new album or is that one you've already recorded or is that one?
That one's on the album Ago.
Album Ago.
That was the album called Calling You.
Calling You.
And that's available online, iTunes, Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we haven't mentioned all your, let's do all your social network stuff.
Sure. So I got, my personal website is just Daniel Nichols Music.
Mm-hmm. And that's spelled?
DanielNichols
mm-hmm.
Music. If you don't know how to spell music, Google it. and .com. So just go ahead and check that out.
Okay.
And Leeward Fate, just leeewardfate.com. Okay. And that's the band.
And that's L-E-E.
L-E-E-W-A-R-D-F-A-T-E. Uh-huh. .com.
Okay.
And
I know you're pretty good at putting up your shows and making sure things are up to date.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tech savvy.
Yeah. And actually, yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Twitter, all right. Facebook.
Okay. Tweeting,
music,
all of it.
You know, all
okay.
That stuff, so.
Okay. Okay.
Instagram.
Okay.
You know, Snapchat.
Okay. Yeah, I Instagrammed. I did Instagram and Snapchat you already. So
I'll take it.
Done. You've been hashtagged.
Done deal.
You've been hashtagged.
But my next show is on May 14th. Or excuse me,
no?
June 14th.
Nope. Okay, I was going to say.
And
you've
we're
missed
past,
it.
We're past May.
Yeah. June 14th. So that's
the mill.
10 at the mill.
The mill.
Nice.
Fuquay Arena.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got another show at the Deep South on 7/23.
Nice. Okay.
And Leeward Fate's last show was at the Poorhouse, right when I first moved here, actually.
Oh.
It was a pretty good show.
Okay. So keep an eye out on those websites, and we'll see where you're playing again.
You got it.
Because you're going to be all over those festivals. I know
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Yeah.
We'll see. Like I said, I'm just doing something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. As long as it's entertaining.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. All right. Let's see. It looks like we've got about 10 minutes or so. So how about some more music?
I'll play you another new one off my solo album.
Do.
Which not a whole lot of people have heard.
This is an exclusive. I love it when it's special. So what is it? What's it called?
This song's called Say a Word. It's about those touching moments after an argument with your significant other.
Uh-huh.
And nobody wants to talk, and it's awkward.
Uh-huh.
And you're waiting for the first person to say something.
Ooh.
And you know, and I know, we've all been there. So it's called Say a Word.
Did I overlook the words coming out of your mouth? Did I not see your angst and doubt? Did I not want the love that was only made for us? But it's not, it's all about the trust. My stubborn mind, your loving heart. It is the words apart. Can I hear you say a word till it doesn't hurt? Can we say any word till we can stop this turn? Say a word so it doesn't hurt. Can we say any word so we can stop this toss and turn? Did my stubborn mind let it go too far? Did it hurt your heart or when you fell? Can I get us back to where the conversation started? And let me give myself to say a word so it doesn't hurt. Can we say any word so we can stop this turn? Say a word so it doesn't hurt. Can we say any word so we can stop this toss and turn? Say a word, won't you say a word so it doesn't hurt anymore? Say a word. Set the tone. Did you not feel alone? Did I not break the code? Can we just breathe for now? Won't you say a word? Won't you say a word so it doesn't hurt anymore? Say a
nicely done.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, you're gonna wear your heart on your sleeve for sure. That's good. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Be proud about it.
I'm cool with it.
That's right. I got feelings.
Yeah, and you know they're there. Everybody does.
Yeah. Now everyone clap for them. That's
yeah.
Crickets. That's why I became a
crickets.
Songwriter. I was like, and this is what you get. Yay! Now you must clap. And then everyone has to agree with me, and I have to be right.
Right. Or left.
Or left. Right. Always left.
Always left.
Always
before
left.
Right.
Always left before right.
So they teach you in school.
All right. Anyway. So say words on the new album.
Say words on the new album. Yep.
Okay.
And I would like to be done with it.
That was going to be my question. I don't want to pry too much because I know it's like giving birth. And you're like, good God, I've been carrying this baby around for so long now.
I've definitely been carrying it around.
And is it a different experience now that, I mean, I know you're kind of working with the same people.
Yeah.
So it's got to be similar, but this is...
I'd say, yeah, it's a little bit different experience. The recording process is definitely a little bit more lax.
Okay.
Not as, you know, we've got a certain amount of time to record this. You know,
uh-huh.
Our money is being, you know, ticking away
by
minute every time we screw up
type
of thing. So I'm doing a lot of it in my home studio.
Okay.
So preliminary stuff. And basically, it's been a very, I don't know, it's just the whole process is I've been learning so much about myself, and let alone the way that I've done things in the past, not necessarily are working, and I'm having to create new ideas and concepts for the recording process.
Because this is your first time with the home studio and you sort of putting it.
It can be tricky.
That's a whole learning curve right there.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people like now are doing a lot of their stuff in home studios.
Yeah.
Because technology's
so much
absolutely
better.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, but I still, there's something about the live feeling that you need to capture, that pure emotion.
Yeah. Well, like, you feed off of other people.
Yeah. And those people are watching you and making sure that you're doing your job.
Right.
You know,
right.
So if you're by yourself, you're kind of like, was that good? What would somebody else think?
Right.
Give an
opinion? Do I rock? Do
was
I?
That
do
good?
I? Yes.
That was terrible. So, yeah, it's kind of like, but once I take the songs to Tom, the producer and engineer, you know, he's like, okay, this is what you need to change. You know, I'm not sure this is really working out. So
So you've got your brutally honest, trustworthy person who's going to
At first, I didn't like all that constructive criticism. You know, the ego really gets in the way.
Yeah,
but,
ego does not like constructive criticism.
At this point, I just want to make...
You want it good.
Make good music.
Make it better.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you've learned to be a little more humble through the process.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. I hate that humble thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's definitely needed, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, if I screwed up, I screwed up. Do it
again. That's right. Do it again.
All right. Do it again.
Redo.
Yeah.
All right. What more, please?
One more.
I think so. I think so.
Because
we got like 5 minutes.
My last, actually, another new
minutes.
One.
Oh, yes, another new one. Oh, I have a question.
Sure.
Since you are so prolific, then when you are writing songs, is the song that you are, your newest song, is that your favorite?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. Just get my theories. I like to check the boxes on them.
Check those checks and balances. All right. This song is called The Answer. It's about the feeling of love. And every musician has to have a love song. But it's not necessarily about somebody in particular. But it's definitely the feeling. And that was basically, I felt and I've been feeling that how love should sound and feel.
Ooh, how love should sound.
And my wife named it.
the answer. Okay. All right. So she gets writing credit?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Love is the way you smile at me, the way you hold my hand, the way you make me understand. It's a battlefield, it's a hunger deep, deep down inside your heart. there is love, there is love. This little love light of mine, gonna let it shine, shine. Love is the answer to everything. Here in my heart, it is every little thing. I'm gonna let it shine down on me. Won't you let it in? In. Oh, love. Oh, love. Oh, love. It's a harmony, it's a letting go of any mistakes that you may own. It's a chance you take, or a rule you break. Doesn't anybody really know? We just go our own way home. Oh, this little love that of mine, you're gonna let it shine, shine. Oh, love is the answer to everything. Here in my heart, it is every little thing. I'm gonna let it shine down. Won't you let it in? In. Oh, love. Oh, love. Oh, love. Oh, love. Ooh, let love in your heart. Ooh, let love in so deep. To everything. Here in my heart, it is every little thing. I'm gonna let it shine down on me. Won't you let it in? In. Oh, love. Oh, love. Oh, love. And the answer, it is love.
The answer, Daniel Nichols. Thanks so much, Daniel Nichols, for coming on Licks and Lyrics.
Thank you guys for having me.
I enjoyed it very much, and you come back anytime.
Well, be careful what you ask for, because I might be just knocking out this window.
You come back in anytime and entertain me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And thanks to everybody for listening to Licks and Lyrics. Tune in again next week. And you are listening to WCOM, LP, Chapel Hill, and Carborough.
The volunteers and the staff there at Merlefest took such good care of everyone. The guys with SE Systems, Cliff Miller and his gang, great sound, great lights, as always. It was just an incredible, incredible experience. And I was very blessed to be there to for my inaugural year as an MC on stage. And I got to work with some incredibly talented artists. And it was just really a great experience for me. So let's get the show underway while we're still feeling that Merlefest spirit. Of course, we feel it all year, but we're still kind of reeling from the festival just being over for a week now. And I thought we'd get the show underway with, gosh, just some great music, moments, and memories. It's a long jam. If you were there in 2005, you probably remember this show closer. Here is the Sam Bush Band on Merlefest Radio.
I'd like you to thank our out front sound man, Zach Berry from Dallas. Rob Stokes does the road managing for us from Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you, Robert. Son. And you know, friends, anytime I'm here, the reason it all got started, because of a man named Eddie Merle Watson. Don't ever forget about Merle Watson, friends. That's why this all came together originally. Here's a song for Merle. This is a Bob Dylan tune.
Doctors.